Again, everybody, and welcome back to the Phoenix Wellness Coaching Podcast with myself, Jeanette Forder, the founder and owner of Phoenix Wellness Coaching. If you've listened to our podcast before, then it's great to have you back along, and I hope you're finding our conversations engaging, interesting, and thought-provoking. And if you're new, then it's good to have you here. This is our second season. We're looking particularly at values during this season. I've been talking a lot, and I've had the pleasure of interviewing some fantastic women and gentlemen about their values and how they've shaped their lives. I'm also delivering this as a video podcast, so you can watch us as well as hear us. But if you've not come across Phoenix Wellness Coaching before, we are a small organisation based in the Southeast, and our aim is to support individuals and organisations to thrive together through menopause. I will talk more about my own story at another time, and menopause has figured quite strongly there in helping me to really find my purpose. But I wanted to pop on here today because I have just interviewed a fantastic lady, Anya, who is a documentary photographer working with small businesses and organisations and families. And at the end of our conversation, we were talking at length about perfection. And in our conversation, she talked about milestones and how most people take photographs of milestones, the big occasions, the things that we want to celebrate, a christening, a wedding, a birthday, passing your exams, graduation, getting the new job, all those sorts of things. And those are very staged activities where we dress up, we're in a particular environment, we're polished, we have our makeup on, everything's done perfectly. And we take those photographs and we pose and we have those memories, but we don't photograph the time leading up when life maybe isn't so perfect. I mean, obviously it's perfect at the milestones because you're celebrating. You're celebrating another year. You're celebrating a wedding. You know, you've reached the perfection of life because you've found your lifelong partner. You're saying to the world, we are now one. But we don't always need to focus on perfection. For me, being perfect or trying to aspire to be perfect and doing everything perfectly has probably been a bit of a story in my life. When I look back when I was younger, I'm the younger of two children, I was always supposed to be the good girl, you know, good girl. I was supposed to do the things that girls do. I was meant to be the perfect child so that I looked perfect. I behaved perfectly. And actually, that stayed with me throughout my early schooling life. I remember a time in my secondary school, I think it was third year secondary school. So, I don't know, it would have been maybe 13, 14. And I remember getting the end of term results and coming third in the class in history. Now, third, you say, well, that's brilliant. Well done. Top three, pass the exams, flying colours, all that sort of stuff. But I remember the history teacher saying to my mother, well, of course, you know, Jeanette has been in with the wrong crowd, sitting at the back, not necessarily paying attention or just paying enough attention. But I know that's not her. I know she wants more. And she won't be happy with third place. She wants to be first. She needs to be the winner. And actually, I took that on board as a 13, 14-year-old. I took that on board that actually I couldn't be happy unless I got the perfect score, was leading the field. And academically, that was a real pressure on me. And I say this story because that's one of those times when I felt there was an expectation that I would be perfect. And we know perfection doesn't exist. And if it does, it's pretty damn boring. But it doesn't exist. But from that moment on, I wanted people to see me as perfect, as the best. So it brought out a competitiveness in me, but an unhealthy competitiveness. And that's something we have to all recognize. Perfection is unhealthy. life is not perfect. We are not perfect. We don't have the perfect hair, the perfect makeup, the perfect body. And who's to say what perfection is? But thinking back on my own story, again, later on in my educational career, done the O-levels or GCSEs as they are now, I'm doing A-levels. Well, I didn't do so well at my A-levels. I scraped through on a pass on English, and I didn't get through on my French. And actually, French wasn't my strongest subject. I liked it. I don't know why I think I took it. I think I took it because I wanted to be a bilingual secretary. I had some ideal here. So I took French and found it really, really difficult. So it's not a surprise I didn't get that exam. But I was devastated by that. And I thought, oh, my Lord, yeah, I'm not perfect. Someone's found me out. And then also doing shorthand and typing. I know, and I'm being so brutally honest here, when those results came through, I hid them from my parents because some of them I didn't do that well in. I was expected to, you know, get 160 words a minute in shorthand. Well, I didn't. I got 120, which is good enough. But because of the weight of expectation of what everybody else expected of me, I was disappointed and ashamed of those results. So I hid them. I didn't tell my parents exactly what I'd done and where I got to. I only told them what I thought they wanted to hear. And I know that striving for perfection comes from those early years when, you know, when I didn't get the top marks. The question would be not, it wouldn't be, oh, you know, don't worry, that score's really, really good and I'm sure you tried your best. That would be in there, but there would also be that question of, well, what didn't you do? Why didn't you get the top marks? And I knew that would be the case with my A-level results and that. And I remember my parents or my mum, I think it was, phoning me when I was at work to give me my A-level results and to say to me, you know, you've got an F or whatever it was in French, or you got another O grade, an O grade in French. What does that mean? Did that mean you failed? And I can't remember my response, but I know that was the hardest thing. So I made sure I was around to pick up the envelopes for any other results. So that feeling of living up to someone else's ideal, putting myself on a pedestal, striving for perfection, has been inbuilt from an early age. And it plays out even now. It plays out when I had my horse and did dressage. I wanted to win. And I would go over the results and the comments with a fine-tooth comb to work out what the problem was. Why wasn't I perfect? Why didn't I get the perfect score? And again, I remember my parents being at a dressage competition and saying to me, you know, looking through the sheet, not understanding anything about dressage, incidentally, but going through and saying, why did you lose marks there? And why did you lose marks there? Again, they were thinking they were doing it from a place of kindness, but it really pushed that need to be perfect deep within me and living up to somebody's expectation or ideal of what perfect means. When actually it doesn't have to be perfect. And I know since lockdown and the pandemic, we've maybe opened up ourselves a bit more. People are talking about mental health. Perfection isn't saying I have a mental health problem or I'm struggling with my mental well-being. I had a bout of anxiety many years ago now, and I was off work for 4 months. I didn't tell my parents that I was struggling with anxiety and depression. I was ashamed because that meant I wasn't perfect. And I couldn't deal with them seeing me as anything less than perfect. That was really, really tough. And, you know, when I did open up to them, their first comment wasn't around, oh my God, what can we do to help? What caused that? It was, well, we're really disappointed that you couldn't confide in us, that you didn't feel you could tell us. So that to me was telling. But, you know, my parents aren't all bad. Don't get me wrong. Love them to bits, and they've helped make me the person that I am. But I realized that at one point or another, perfection or being perfect was in my value system, or not perhaps my values, but in my behavior system. And it was really unhealthy for me. And it pops up even now. You know, I don't want to release a course or a program until it's perfect, till I know what every episode's going to be. Well, we can't know that. That's where releasing a mastermind has been really difficult, because you don't know what everything's going to be. You can map it out, but it's what the clients want that guides that conversation. So I'm having to let go of being perfect or wanting things to be perfect. And, you know, even today, while I'm recording now, my dog is running around the garden. He is barking his head off. So you can probably hear it. During the podcast, he was sitting on the sofa barking at the birds in the back garden. And, you know, in the past, I would have gone, oh, my God, I can't have this sound. Blah. But actually, our post-pandemic world says life happens. Life matters. Life is important. Life is messy. Real life is messy. 100% it's messy. And that means a dog barking when you don't want them to, or a dog chewing something up, or, you know, internet going down when you're recording a podcast, which has happened to me in the past. But we're much more lenient. I'm sitting here today in a slogan t-shirt where I've worked out. Yes, my hair is nicely combed. I'm not wearing makeup. I don't need to be perfect. You know, I may not, because this is me just talking to myself, I probably won't release the video. You don't need to see that. But I have recorded a podcast that will go out on video, and I'm not wearing makeup because that's not me. 90% of the time, I don't wear makeup. I don't feel the urge to wear makeup. To me, makeup is putting a mask on. When I left the corporate world, I left that mask behind. Yes, I'll wear makeup when I'm going out or I want to be a particular persona, but it's not me 90% of the time. 90% of the time, I'm beautifully imperfect. I don't do things the right way. I muck up, mess up like other people. But I've learned, really learned, that good is good enough. People don't want perfection. We see perfection on the TV, on the social media, all the time. We're surrounded by it. So we think we have to live up to an ideal. I'm telling you, we don't. You only need to be perfect or good enough in your own eyes. You need to accept, be able to accept that you're not perfect. Things don't have to be perfect. You need to be able to accept when you know that good is good enough. Now, I'm doing this podcast completely unscripted because in the conversation earlier, this became so important to me. Real life is not perfect. We don't want to be celebrating the perfect milestones where we are being something or somebody that we're not. We need to accept our imperfections. When we can accept our imperfections, we can be compassionate towards ourselves. We can then succeed. So I'm saying to you today, it's only a short podcast, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. Know when perfect is your nemesis, when perfect and striving for perfection, I'm even tripping over my words, know when striving for perfection is bad and unhealthy for you. You don't have to be perfect in anybody's eyes, not even in your own eyes. You need to know when you are happy and accepting of when things are good. Don't let the desire to be perfect take over your life and stop you living, stop you having those imperfect experiences that we all have. It's through the imperfect experiences that we learn, that we grow, that we become compassionate, that we can find empathy for one another and for ourselves. Perfection is not real. Being good enough and doing things good enough is real. So always, always search for the real in everything. Being real is being authentic. Being perfect is neither real or authentic. So I'm going to stop there because that felt like pretty profound for me, pretty philosophical on a Tuesday after a bank holiday. Thank you once again for listening. I hope you enjoy these short interludes where I talk about different things that are on my mind. Would love to hear from you. If you are struggling with menopause, then you know where to find me. All the W's, phoenixwellness.co.uk or Jeanette@phoenixwellness.co.uk. And I look forward to talking to you all again in our next episode. I'm now going to go out, open the door and feed the puppy and play with the puppy because he is creating absolute havoc. He's looking through the windows at me. He's saying, "Mummy, get me in." So I am going to go to my really imperfect but very real life and spend time with the puppy. Whatever you're doing, I hope you have a great day and I wish you success and happiness throughout. Thank you.